This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Good morning, and greatly appreciate you being here. We have some real experts with us, and we have some great bankers with us. Today's discussion is crucial to my job's agenda and to the American people. Community banks play a vital role in helping create jobs by providing approximately half of all loans to small businesses, and that's been dwindling because the community banks have been in big trouble. Nearly half of all private sector workers are employed by small businesses. We must ensure access to capital for small businesses and for small businesses to grow. Community banks, the backbone of small business in America, we are going to preserve our community banks. You probably noticed I signed an executive order on regulation on February 3rd, I believe it was. And that's a big executive order and a very powerful executive order. It's taking a lot of the regulation away. You'll be able to loan, you'll be able to be safe, but you'll be able to provide the jobs that we want and also create great businesses. So it's an honor to have you with us today. And
you know, it's a big statement for the president to meet with community banks like this, Scott. A real encouragement. Again, getting the government out of D.C. and back where it needs to be, you know, putting the power back with the people at the local level. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a, you know, maybe an adjustment, you know, for some, because they haven't been used to having, you know, this kind of freedom. You know, so this is going to be a fresh new adventure for some of these banks. And some are going to just take the ball and run with it, which is going to be pretty exciting for local businesses and the opportunities that are there. The signs and indicators are all go for small business and those that support small business. The president said it's the backbone of each local community. You know, it creates jobs and you get people who are productive that have ideas and big dreams. You know, to me, that this is what, I don't know, you know, maybe because the way I was raised and maybe the way I'm wired, but I have such a high regard for people who have dreams, and I just want to encourage them to go in. And as the president said at the joint sessions, again, he reiterated, it's time to dream big dreams. It's okay. Go dream big dreams. And yes, there's going to be people that want to hold you back. You know, remember that story I told you about the guy at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco about the crab in the box? That's going to be there. You know, just like those crabs in the box that want to, as soon as a crab starts trying to get away, the other crabs reach up and grab and pull him back down in the box. There's going to be that dynamic. It's part of our humanity, sadly, but it's there. It's what we have to contend with. But don't let that stop you. Keep your eye on the ball. You know, like that old saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. Keep your eye on the goal and just keep forging forward. It's not going to be easy. Nothing's easy. You gotta work hard through it. But this is the beauty of this country. Where else can you go? Where else can you possibly go in this world and have the chance and the opportunity that you have here in America, even under the previous administrations, which was so stifling? You know, that's the one thing about the cream always rising. It finds a way to the top. Sometimes it's easier because the conditions are a little bit more conducive. And that is the case that it seems to be developing under this president. Just the mere fact that he's come into office, you know, the markets are reacting. You know, look what's happening at the border. Things are starting to cleanse themselves. There's just something about the light of day. Not that, you know, Trump is the be-all and end-all in terms of the light of day, but he's definitely opening up the windows to where the light can shine through here a bit and encourage us all. And I'm excited. I really am excited. And it's not so much for me. I'm just thinking of all the dreamers out there who have been frustrated for so long and, you know, wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling tiles. Look at, you know, I know it should be better than this, but I'm frustrated because it's not. I've got too many inhibitors. I mean, when you have a little kid that can't open up a lemonade stand in the United States of America because of regulations, are we in trouble or what? Well, the conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate your participation and activation. This is Bill Martinez live, 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. You and me together, huh? Together with this big dream that we have whirling around in our hearts and our minds. And it's great to have you on board. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. I don't know if you saw this, but according to Gary Bauer, aftershocks are still rippling through the political landscape in Vermont, of all places, after a stunning upset in Rutland's mayoral election this week. Five-term mayor Chris Lauris was thrown out of office after winning just 34%. Now, here was the key, okay? Lauris was defeated, by the way, by a candidate he had beaten twice before. One issue dominated that election. Mayor Lauris planned to bring 100 Syrian refugees to the tiny Vermont town. He told the Associated Press, Rutland is a microcosm of the national conversation on immigration and refugees. I wonder if they're paying attention. Mike Cutler is with us right now. Always good to have Michael's genius experience and expertise, one of America's foremost experts on U.S. law enforcement at the federal level. Michael Cutler, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us, sir.
Bill Martinez, thank you for having me. Happy Friday to you and to all your listeners.
Hey, it is a good one, huh? So what do you think? What do you think of all places, Vermont? They've got it figured out. If you've got activist judges that don't want to hit the pause button and consider the safety and security of its local citizens, I mean, this is a bit of an indicator here of what happened in Vermont.
Oh, it absolutely is. Look, I think that the House of Cards erected by the Democratic Party is coming down around their ears, and they are in full panic mode. And, you know, full disclosure, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Mm-hmm. I'm registered as a Democrat, but I don't know the last time that I actually voted for a Democrat because right. The wheels have come off their wagon. They're not Democrats, and they're not liberal.
Right.
You know, I grew up with two wonderful parents. Tragically, I lost them to cancer while I was in college. Mm-hmm. But they raised me to believe that being liberal meant being willing to listen to everybody's viewpoint, to be as objective and fair as possible, and to make independent decisions.
Exactly. Well,
can we just describe today's Democratic Party? I don't think so.
Well, and that's the problem, Michael. And the fact of the matter is that there are Democrats like you, and I say get involved here. This is your government. This is your country. Yeah. I mean, progressives have hijacked the party, and look what they've done. I mean, under two administrations with Barack Obama, I mean, their policies don't work. At every turn, they're abject failures.
Well, you know, and so what we now have today really isn't an issue of Democrat versus Republican, but I believe what we're really witnessing is globalist versus populist.
Yeah, it's an ideology. You're right. I agree with you.
And, you know, if you look at the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, Declaration of Independence begins with what three words? We the people.
We the people, right.
The founding fathers of the United States of America were populists. they were acceding to the wishes, the dreams, and the demands of their fellow countrymen. Now, it may have been raucous. There may have certainly been lots of disagreement. But look at what we've become as a country. You know, I was originally an engineering major, but I wound up with a degree in communications, arts, and sciences. I refer to it as my BA in BS.
I like that. That's great.
You know, if I lose my sense of humor, it's over. But yeah. I've been doing debates since I was 14. Had I not become a federal agent, I was either going to become a journalist, either way it's supposed to be a fact finder, or I was going to teach debate on the college level. And today, debates are being shut down. You see, because debate is really an example of what I call intellectual capitalism. Mm-hmm. You bring your ideas to the marketplace, to that audience. You sell your ideas, your opponent sells his or her ideas, and the audience, the consumer, gets to decide what makes most sense.
Exactly.
The open borders anarchists know full well that the law, common sense, morality, everything you could imagine is against their position. So what do? Shut out any other position because they look bad by comparison.
But, you know, the thing is that's really interesting here, Michael, is that there are some immutable laws that are in play here. That people know when they're doing the right thing, their conscience carries the day. Though they may try to steer it, and you can argue we can go down a deep rabbit trail there. But look what happened. Speaking of the borders, already people who were storming the borders before said, hey, man, that hombre, they got there in the Oval Office. He no bueno. We can't come down there anymore. And they're not storming the borders anymore. I mean, illegal crossings dropped by 40%. So what does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that I was right when I told Congress, when I testified before Congress, that you deter through enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this wacky world of immigration, everything that would apply to any other area of law enforcement goes away. When we had a problem with drunk driving, they ratcheted up the penalties. They decreased the permissible blood alcohol level in the driver's blood, the motorist's blood.
Mm-hmm.
They imposed strict penalties. They ramped up public service announcements. And they had everybody convinced that if they inhaled an alcoholic beverage, SWAT would descend on their car. Same thing with texting while driving. Same thing with tax evasion. The IRS, a couple of days before the 15th, goes out there. They round up people. And they do the perp walk and they arraign them for tax fraud. Why? To tell people, if you're foolish enough to try to defraud us, we'll find you, we will get you.
Exactly.
Where immigration is concerned, we have been hearing a constant nonsense from both parties, a drumbeat. Well, we can't deport 11 million, it's probably 30 or 40 million by now.
Mm-hmm.
But since we can't deport them all we can possibly do is give them lawful status. Now, think what that means. You would not be able to interview any of them. We're talking potentially 40 million people. You couldn't run the machinery fast enough to approve all the applications fast enough to keep up with the increasing flow of still more legal and illegal aliens encouraged by all this. And yet they're saying, well, we have to do that because we can't get them all. And what they're ignoring, by the way, is if we legalize 30 or 40 million, probably at least a third have kids back home. They would immediately bring all their children to America. Our schools are crumbling now. Back in 2007, the Congressional Budget Office made the point that it costs 20 to 40% more to educate kids who are not able to speak, read, or write the English language.
Well, you imagine a teacher, Michael, who's got, you know, normally 25, 30 kids, and suddenly, you know, let's just throw three kids in the mix there that can't speak the language. What does that do to the remaining kids there who, you know, whose parents pay taxes?
Right.
And, you know, what does that do in terms of compromising their educational opportunity?
Absolutely. And we're whittling away at these programs for children with special needs. My youngest son has autism. He has Asperger's. But because of early intervention, he is in his third year on a full scholarship, an honors program in engineering school. And what they're increasingly doing is making that program unavailable for American kids. What will their futures be like, and how much will that cost society in so many ways down the road? And meanwhile, when you're talking about millions of kids, you're going to be bringing in gang members. In April of last year, the Immigration Subcommittee in the House, and I've been before that subcommittee at least 8 or 9 times myself as an expert witness, had a hearing, and they brought in a sheriff from Maryland who said that since Obama had those unaccompanied minor surges in 2013, over 60% of the time, over 60%, I think it was 63% of the time, when a sheriff responded to a crime in a school in their jurisdiction.
Michael, we got to go to break. We got to leave it right there. We'll pick it up. Michael Cutler, I'm Bill Martinez.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, coming at you in over 280 markets across this great frontier of ours and around the world via shortwave. We're all over the place. And thank you, by the way. Gosh, I tell you, you know, I get notes of Mike from people that'll say, hey, Bill, is it okay if I tell my local station they should be carrying? What's more than okay? Yes. It's welcome. We'd love to be a part of your community. So whatever you can do to spread the good word, hey, welcome on board. Michael Cutler with us, America's foremost expert on U.S. Law enforcement at a federal level. Michael, as we were, I want to give you a chance to finish wrapping up what we were talking about regarding this whole immigration issue.
Well, you know, all that I can tell you is that the language of the of our opponents is where we're losing this war, and we've got to reclaim the territory. You know, for a debater, language is the equivalent of the high ground for the military.
Mm-hmm.
When your enemy defines you, you have lost.
Right.
When we are referred to as being anti-immigrant, we've lost. We are pro-enforcement. And if you're pro-enforcement, you are pro-immigrant. You know, I've done debates where the other side says to me, oh, you hate immigrants. My mother was an immigrant. She came here ahead of the Holocaust as a 14-year-old girl, legally. My grandmother, her mother was killed in Poland. I was named for her because we're Jewish.
Yes.
And so when they start this nonsense, I point out that when I was an inspector for the first 4 years of my career, when I was an immigration inspector at Kennedy Airport, I admitted thousands of new immigrants, thousands of refugees, thousands of foreign students and foreign tourists. I was delighted to do it. I spent the year as an adjudicator, and yes, I did uncover fraud rings. Remarkably, one involved Chinese seamen who had married, believe it or not, Puerto Rican lesbian hookers in New York City.
Oh, wow.
And the lawyer involved went to jail and was disbarred. But I also approved the applications for hundreds of new resident aliens and was happy to do it. Our
exactly.
laws are balanced. But this misuse of the word immigrant does not apply to illegal aliens. You know, George W. Bush, I'll never forget it, offered to make the immigrants legal. And I was out doing some speaking engagements, and if anyone knows of opportunities, let me know. You can reach me through michaelcutler.net, my website. But I went out there and I said, offering to make immigrants legal is a bit like offering to make water wet. Water is already wet,
right?
And yes. Immigrants are already legal.
Yes.
So you're talking about legalizing illegal aliens.
Yes.
That's the lunacy of the debate. So we've got to make certain that we stand our ground, that we don't get bullied, we don't get pushed around, and we don't allow our opponents to define who we are. How's that?
Exactly. That's perfect. You know, and we've just had a neat conversation with Bruce Thatcher once again. Bruce is, I believe, has written the seminal book on immigration. He looks back in history and demonstrates where the country's got it right, where they missed it. And the whole idea, again, is we know and love history about it. The reason we look at it is so that we don't make the same mistakes, right? But for some reason, in this country, we've got some leaders that think that, it's necessary to reinvent the wheel.
It for profit. They know what they're doing is crazy. They know it makes no sense to not apply to immigration law enforcement that which we apply to all other areas of law enforcement. And when I went before the Senate Judiciary Committee a couple of years ago, I said that the policies of the Obama administration had, in essence, fired the starter pistol for aspiring illegal aliens from around the world.
Exactly.
For these folks, the finish line was the border. Mm-hmm. And now look what's happened. Donald Trump comes along and says, you get past that border, it doesn't matter. We will find you. We will arrest you. What was in his executive order that was brilliant and necessary, and I know I've spoken to people that are within the administration. I'm not trying to dislocate my shoulder, but I'd like to believe that some of my writings and congressional testimony influence what they're doing. But I said that it makes no sense to reward people for the law violations and then be shocked that people do what we don't want them to do. So we have to make a presumption that what we have here is failure by design.
Without a doubt. Yes, it's systemic. No doubt about it.
And they want to bring in the cheap labor. They want to bring in the limitless supply of foreign tourists and foreign students. And they want to drive down the wages of American workers. Alan Greenspan referred to American high-tech workers as the privileged elite at a congressional hearing. And I could not get Republicans or journalists to talk about that. They would change the subject.
Yeah.
He said that if we could make American workers compete with foreign workers with H-1B visas the way that Gates wants, we could greatly reduce or eliminate inequality in wages between Americans with skills and those with lesser skills. That's the reason they're doing what they're doing.
Don't you love the mindset of these accountants, that look at the world with,
with this. Counters.
Yeah,
counters.
You know, I keep telling people, in my experience in business, and I've been doing it for a long time, Michael, in addition to my broadcast career, is with all due respect, I've said I've never seen a company grow out of the accounting floors. It happens in marketing. That's where companies grow. A company can be preserved by the accounting floors,
right,
but certainly not grown and developed out of accounting. If that's what happens. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Look what happened with General Motors. They were the most high-tech and advanced automotive company in the world, the envy of the entire world. And then the accountants took control of GM. And so everything was done to minimize the cost. The idea of engineering excellence went out the window. And I was going to be an engineer originally. I was always a car guy. I did a little single-engine flying as a kid.
Yeah.
And GM went to hell in a handbasket. What happened? The accountants took over. They have something in corporations known as cost out, where they have young engineers sitting at benches figuring out how many little pieces of metal they could take off of a switch, how many pieces of plastic can replace pieces of metal and some other device that they manufacture. So you take a device that you've been manufacturing for decades with perfect reliability, and in that reliability hangs your company's reputation, and now they say, you know, we could make it cheaper.
It's always
and now good. What happened? Reliability goes away, the product life expectancy is, you know, destroyed, and then they wonder why they lose business and sometimes wind up going bankrupt.
Yeah, and worse yet, Michael, they destroy their brand.
Sure, that's what I'm saying, and that's when they're gone. That's what people say, I'm not buying their garbage anymore. It doesn't last. It doesn't work. It's not dependable.
Well, and there you go. In a microcosm, that's what you have with the Democratic Party. The evidence is empirical. It is clear, and it's shouting at you right in your face that their policies have not worked. Barack Obama's administration, two cycles of it, was a disaster for this country. And now the heavy boot of government is off the throats of the dream makers and the job producers. And look what's happening already, Michael.
Well, but I got to tell you, George W. Bush was only incrementally better.
Yes.
Let's be honest. What he created is, you know, I write for Front Page Magazine, sponsored by the David Horowitz Freedom Center. I hope your listeners check it out. I write for Caps Web and The Social Contract. But here's the deal. I did a hearing as a witness a while back with John Hostetler, who at the time chaired the Subcommittee on Immigration, who said that the way they created DHS made it impossible to secure our borders and enforce our laws. And that was a creation of George Bush after 9/11. I came to call DHS the Department of Homeland Surrender. The problem is globalists in both parties. I mean, Barack Obama is a globalist on steroids, okay, period. He helped settle a debate that was raging in my mind for years. Who's the worst president, Jimmy Carter, George W.? Jimmy Carter, and along came Barack Obama, and the argument got settled very quickly.
Exactly.
But it's both sides of the aisle, and that's why Donald Trump is having problems with the Republican Party, but why America loves him and voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Well, you're exactly right. I agree with you, Michael. And my encouragement to the president is that he would bring courage and boldness to those very moderate Republicans. I mean, if they've ever had a chance to really do something and have a marked legacy in their lives that would, you know, come close to what, you know, Newt Gingrich did. Under Bill Clinton, by coming together and taking a bold stand and presenting a vision, an exciting vision and opportunity for this country on many levels. I mean, look what it did. I mean, what it did for the Republicans, what it did for the Democrats and Bill Clinton's legacy.
Well, all I can say is we need to move swiftly. If we are fortunate, we will have Trump in the White House for 8 years. If we're not fortunate, it's 4 years. But after Trump, who next?
Well, that's the deal. This is why this health care is what they're doing right now with the American Health Care Act is so critical, because if they get it right, you get Trump for another 4 years and Michael Pence right behind. Otherwise, you know, like you said, heaven help us, right?
Absolutely.
Well,
thanks for having me on, by the way.
Hey, always great. How can people be in touch with you? You've got 20 seconds.
Sure. Okay, michaelcutler.net, my own personal website. In fact, I do Blog Talk Radio tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. I also write for capsweb.org, Front Page Magazine, and The Social Contract. And most importantly, I'm a guest on your show whenever you like to have me.
You got it, always. Michael Cutler, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Michael.
Be well.
You got it.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want, Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-919-0432 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-919-0432. That's 800-919-0432. Again, 800-919-0432.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood.
This is Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And as we say, keep those cards and letters coming in. It's great hearing from you. You can get it to me directly, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you here right now. We've got the author of The Shack, number one New York Times best-selling book. Stayed on the list 172 weeks. Can you imagine? 52 weeks at number one. The Shack has been made into a feature film. Of course, many of you have already had a chance to see it, so this is a real special treat because you're going to get some special background insight because Paul Young, the author of The Shack, is with us. Paul, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thank you for the invitation. Honored to be with you, Bill.
Well, I got to tell you, the honor belongs to us. As I was mentioning to you earlier, a dear friend of mine who I love dearly, let me tell you, she told me, she says, flat out, Bill, let me tell you, The Shack changed my life.
You know, that is the best kind of response that anybody who participates in creative work could hear. Mm-hmm. I didn't set out trying to change anybody's life. I wrote a story for my kids for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we have six children. Our youngest was 13 at the time. I went down to Office Depot and made 15 copies that did everything I ever wanted this book to do. And the fact that it has become this huge phenomenon, not just in the U.S. and Canada, but also around the world, is just, to me, the kindness, the God's sense of humor and grace.
Right, right. Well, when you set out to write this as a Christmas present to your kids, obviously you wanted to communicate a spiritual message to them in a way that they had not ever heard before.
And my kids have, in a sense. What had happened was that my wife, Kim, had said, you know, someday, as a gift for our children, would you just put in one place how you think, because you think outside the box.
Mm.
And that's all I was trying to do. I was trying to say, look, let me tell you about the faith side of my life and a God who showed up and actually healed my heart, and not the God I grew up with, because I grew up with a very distant, angry, Gandalf with a bad attitude God. And you know, by the way, when it got into print, Kim said to me, you know, when I asked you to do this, I was thinking like 4 to 6 pages.
Yeah, now you tell me.
Yeah, exactly. You right. know, I'm so glad I had no idea what I was doing.
Well, that's the deal. You know, she's your breath and inspiration, and little did she know to what height she was going to inspire you to, right?
Yeah, I know. That's part of the beauty of community. I think it's one of the greatest gifts that marriage potentially brings. It becomes a crucible for change and for creativity. You know, every child that is born is the greatest creative act that human beings can participate in, way bigger than a book or a movie or a song.
So, Paul, when you presented the story to the kids at Christmas, what did they think?
Oh, a book. Thanks, Dad. I mean, we'll get right on that.
Right.
So it took them a while, but every one of them has had a response that's different. Because, and this is the beauty, I think, of the movie, and it's the beauty of the book, is that it's so layered and that it's created a space for people to hear for themselves. You know, it's given people a language to have a conversation about God that's not religious.
Yeah.
And I think that's an incredibly helpful invitation, especially for those of us who have great sadnesses in our lives. And everybody experiences loss. You can't get through this world without it.
Exactly.
And then love as well. So this just asks really great human questions and does it in a way that is respectful to the reader and the listener and now the watcher.
Yeah, and I thought it did as well. In fact, I was a little bit surprised, but, you know, to your point, for people who are, you know, we can say quote unquote, flying quotes here, religious, they were a little bit uncomfortable because, you don't realize you're conservative and very dogmatic until you realize you're very conservative and dogmatic.
Yeah, we have this addiction to certainty and, you know, the folks that have had some little pushback against both the novel and probably the screen as well,
mm-hmm.
those are my people. And those are modern evangelical fundamentalists. And
right.
and they're my people, and they're precious to me because I come from that.
Yes.
And I understand what they're afraid of. And, you know, the thing about it is that God has never been content to stay in our boxes, but he climbs into our boxes in order to destroy our philosophies and ideology that's destructive.
Well,
and I think that's what love does.
Well, and this is why he says, make no idols. You know, he doesn't want to be interpreted, right? Because we limit who God is.
One of the great lines that I think I got from the Holy Spirit is, the only time you'll find God in a box is because he wants to be where we are.
Mm, wow. Yes.
And I love that line.
Yeah, I do.
I just think it opens up the heart of a God who is relentless love,
mm-hmm.
but is not willing that anything that is not of love's kind to remain unchallenged either.
So, Paul, what is your wife saying now that what she expected to be 4 pages is now cinematic? It's on the big screen. People are having popcorn and Coke and all those good things watching your wonderful movie.
It's so funny. You know, so the other night, my daughter Amy and I went to the red carpet premiere in New York City, which is
right.
a first for me. I'm so out of my league, you know, being a Pacific Northwest guy with my flannel shirts and stuff. But Kim calls because she's been watching some of it on screen and stuff, and she just couldn't make it to the New York premiere. Mm-hmm. And so she calls me. She says,
Kim is his wife, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't say that earlier. He's talking about his wife. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
So she says, we need to get you a new pair of glasses. You know, they're crooked. when they sit on your face, they're crooked. And I'm going like, oh, good. That's yeah, you're probably right.
Right.
So, you know, we're normal people living in a normal world. And this is all surprise and wonderful. But let me tell you what the greatest gift of this whole thing is. Is the invitation to step onto the holy ground of other people's stories.
Yes, exactly.
You know, because everything that mattered to me was in place before I wrote the book, so it didn't give me identity or worth or value or significance or security and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it gave me an invitation that has been too beautiful for words, and some of it's very, very wrenching because people have such an affinity with story, and this one in particular. They trust me with their stories.
Wow.
And we have a world of great sadnesses, and together I think that there is a possibility of moving towards something that is cohesive and unifying, and it involves questions of faith, and it involves questions and honesty and authenticity about losses and unforgiveness and about our judgmentalism.
Exactly.
And all of these are different layers of the book and the movie.
Exactly. Paul, do you think, you know, the timing, first of all, the book. Now look at the culture where it is right now in our country, where it is absolutely in chaos. I say one of the reasons we are really leads back to what the book of Proverbs says, that a nation without vision will perish. It's relevant to a nation, an individual, and that perishing is casting off restraint, that we've unanchored, we've untethered ourselves from those important moral girdings. And we are in chaos for where we are right now. I think God's timing, absolutely impeccable, with the book released now and now with the movie. Do you sense some divine timing here?
Absolutely. Let me give you a little tiny illustration, and that is...
Okay, we got about a minute. We got about a minute left here, Paul, just to warn you.
I got
okay.
All right. The movie was supposed to come out November 18th, Lionsgate has another movie, Hacksaw Ridge, and Mel Gibson wanted that to come out in November. So it started this little conversation, and we deferred. So Lionsgate looks around for the right time, lands on the first Friday of March, not realizing that the date is 3-3 for a movie about the Trinity. I mean, there's a timing thing to this whole thing, and you're right. Our culture, our issues of diversity, and the struggles that we're having to communicate, and here comes something that just bridges all those
exactly.
gaps.
Well, in God's perfect timing, it could only be. Paul Young, congratulations on The Shack. People are being blessed. Lives are being changed. What a blessing. Thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
That's what it's all about. I mean, really, when you think about those characters, those are the kind of characteristics you want to infuse into your children, into your grandchildren, the next generation, as we hand off the baton to this next generation to take care of this great American experiment. But our fight is not over, ladies and gentlemen. People say, what should I do? And I say, well, put your hand on your heart. Is it still beating? Are you still breathing? You have things to do. And even the slightest thing, you know, just like we were talking with Dr. Bonner Cohen, you send Dr. John, a thank you. Just say, hey, thanks for having the courage for standing up for truth. When you see truth, acknowledge it, respect it, honor it, it will go a long way because that is so needed today. And to this point, our next guest, Nani Darwish, I can't tell you how excited I am to reconnect with Nani. I think the first time we met, was probably about 8 years ago when I was in Los Angeles at K-Bright Radio in Los Angeles. I was sitting in for a dear friend who was dying of pancreatic cancer, Rich Bueller. And as a result, I mean, here we are 8 years later, and we have this incredible syndicated platform as a result of that. But I met Nani. We were at an event for Israel, a pro-Israel event, and I met her and her lovely daughter, who my son, by the way, he looked at her, ooh, wow, she's hot, he said. So, anyway, beautiful young lady. And with all due respect, you know how kids talk, Nani, not like you and I do, you know, but he was very respectful. Ooh, she's a very pretty girl. And I said, yes, behave yourself. So Nani, good to reconnect with you. And congratulations on the book, Wholly Different, Why I Choose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values.
Thank you, Bill, for your success and your commitment. Really, you're doing great.
Well, I've always looked at our relationship as a bit of a partnership. You talk about the things that you have sacrificed. A human rights activist, you were born, raised in Gaza and Cairo as a devout Muslim. Daughter of an Egyptian army lieutenant general who was called a shaheed or martyr by the Egyptian president Nasser after being killed in a targeted killing by the Israeli Defense Forces in 1956. So you have your own father killed by the IDF, and now you find yourself on the side of Israel. Boy, how do you get there from
you know, being raised Muslim, being indoctrinated all your life, and now here you are today as a Christian woman.
I saw the light, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
See, it took me a long time, but thanks for America that allowed me freedom of thinking for mm-hmm. myself. And so the problem really, Bill, is a lot more than just ISIS.
Yes.
And that is what the American people don't know. And that's not what the media doesn't tell them either.
Mm-hmm.
Every time since I came to America, every time I went to church or I would hear values in the church that are opposite to Islamic values.
Mm-hmm.
And they piled up a huge list, and finally I said, I have to write a book about this. This is a lot worse than anyone thinks.
Exactly.
It's not just terrorism of ISIS. For instance, we're all sinners. In Islam, they are all sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Judge the sin and not the sinner is a biblical value. In Islam, judge the sinner, not the sin.
Mm-hmm.
You're guided by the Holy Spirit in Christianity. But in Islam, they manipulate people by human terror. You're not guided by a Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came down to save us. In Islam, we have to save Allah and Muhammad's reputation and from their human enemies, from the human enemies who are not Muslim.
Right.
And that's why they kill people, Bill, over a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are supposed to die for our God.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus came to, you know, he died for us. In Islam, we must die for our Allah.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different. We have to confess sin under the Bible in order to be redeemed and to become renewed. In Islam, we have to conceal our sin from everybody. It is astounding for me. Just living in America exposed me to so much truth. We're at war with the devil, not with flesh and blood,
mm-hmm.
under Christianity.
Right.
But in Islam, we are actually at war with flesh and blood. 3/4 of the world are non-Muslims, and even more, and we are supposed to kill them or convert them as Muslims.
Yes. Well, that is the mission of Muslims. And as you point the differential between what the Bible teaches, what the Quran teaches, it is clear. I mean, if it is not the perfect propaganda message designed by the devil for the devil's purposes, I don't know what is. I mean, it has taken the perfect word of God and everything that we need that is consistent with our very spirit, that speaks to our very soul and gives you that oh yeah moment, that inarguable moment that you know when you've been confronted with truth. And here the Quran takes it twists the ideas of God just enough to turn it on its head. And now, as you say, in the perfect example that we know in Christianity that Jesus died for us, but the Quran says we must die for Allah.
Absolutely. And it even goes to how we look at government.
Mm-hmm.
Christianity control is the kingdom of God is not of this world. In Islam, Allah and the state are one. They're called the caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
And that caliphate, we must serve it. Under Christianity, government serves the people. In Islam, we must serve that caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
We must never criticize the caliphate. It's above criticism. It's beyond criticism. And under all of that, we must never change. Christianity wants us to change, to transform, to change oneself, control ourselves. But in Islam, we are focused completely on changing others. We deny we have a problem. We self-control is not taught under Islam. like it is under Christianity. And that is why the American people should learn what they are inviting as a religion equal with rights equal to the Bible in this country. It's really, really, look at it from that angle. Islam is not a religion. It's, in fact, Islam is more of a political system than religion.
Exactly, right. Well, you know, in your book, Holy Different, Why I Chose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values, as you said, Nani, and as other Muslim women have said, they came to America and they are more free to practice their religion and their faith than they were in their own homeland. Quite ironic, isn't it?
Exactly, but practicing Islam is the goals of Islam are not religious goals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They are political goals. Islam must control government. Mm. And that is a fact that the West have to understand.
Well, I received an email from a dear friend here, and I was trying to find it, and I couldn't locate it here, so you can help me. And there is a Muslim, a Quranic teaching, and it's all summed up in one word that is a call that went out last year to the Muslim population, saying a call for them to immigrate. And what is that word that is used?
Yeah, al-hijra.
Yes.
It's to immigrate, to spread Islam, and to control other countries, and to change them from within by their own hand.
Isn't that what's happening now in America?
Exactly.
That's what's happening in Europe, clearly. So,
yeah,
again, remind everybody what that term is and the rallying cry that is in play right now and has been for almost the last year, and it is supported by their call in much the same way that they have declared a war on Western civilization, right?
Through Hijra. And that's why all these refugees are being pushed towards Europe. They are not being absorbed by fellow Muslim countries. Saudi Arabia didn't take one refugee from Syria. They're being escorted to the countries they want to conquer by jihad. And why in the world is the West not talking about that? I can't understand.
It's been politicized. It's been confounded in politics. We're worried about an executive order by the president who says, look, let's hit the pause button and let's understand what's going on. And what you just shared with us right now is so critical to the discussion to understand that what is happening is what they had declared to everybody. And so there is a reason why there is this immigration, this refugee movement, and also why the United Nations is complicit in this.
Absolutely.
Well, Nani, always good to have you with us. I look forward to maintaining a closer connection, and I'm glad that we've reconnected after all these years. Remind everybody, Holy Different, Why I Choose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values. I mean, this is really profound, ladies and gentlemen, and you're getting this from a woman who was raised Muslim, and as she said, she saw the light. So it is available at all the usual places, right, Nani?
Absolutely. It was launched yesterday.
And where can they go for more information?
Just go to Amazon and you get it, and I am available on Facebook. Nani
there it
Darwish.
Is. Nani Darwish, that's D-A-R-W-I-S-H, her book, Holy Different. It will be an eye-opener for you in many ways. Thank you, Nani.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.